Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you doing?
Very well, Alex. How are you today?
No, thanks very much for joining Share Talk. We're talking to our Chief Executive of Iron Ridge Resources Limited, Vincent Mascolo. Obviously, we've got the news update in the UK today. Your RNS has come out. And also, where I look at this as well for you guys, it's limited dilution for your company as well. It benefits you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this is a spectacular deal for Iron Ridge and the Tecton shareholders. For Iron Ridge, minimal dilution to acquire 100% of fantastic frontier gold provinces in Chad. These gold projects and provinces can potentially hold multi-million ounce deposits. So we're very excited about the acquisition. Now, the acquisition is also not just about the assets, it's also about the team. We were that impressed with the team. We've been working with Tecton now since September last year. It's been going swimmingly, and we were that impressed with the company. It was a no-brainer to put a proposal forward to the Tecton team, and they endorsed it fully. They overwhelmingly welcomed the proposal we put forward a couple of months ago, and that in itself is a resounding endorsement of our shared vision and growth strategies moving forward. So the team will actually now help us develop our future growth strategies for the company across Africa. The Tecton team are Francophone specialists. So our the assets in Chad will certainly complement our projects in Ghana and in Ivory Coast. So yeah, we're looking forward to working closely now with the Tecton team in-house in the house of Iron Ridge.
I'm just reading your RNS there, and it says, like you say there, part of the acquisition. So you've actually got their skill base and everything working with you closely. So it looks quite strong, actually, you know, together.
Yeah, well, no, that's right. That's right. I mean, it's all good to have vision and growth strategies, but unless you've got the people to support that moving forward,
Yeah. There's
no point. And that was our view. So we've seen unprecedented growth in the last 6 to 12 months, and then we were really thinking about how are we going to manage this moving forward, and the Tecton acquisition was part of that strategy.
Your shareholders will be asking now. I know you've just announced this today, but they will be asking when the soil samples start coming in. That'll be the next question that comes along, no doubt.
I'm sure it will be. Look, they're being shipped out now. I don't want to put a timeline on it, but I'd say it'd be a month or two before we start getting results in. But look, this downtime now, we're in the wet season, this downtime will serve us well to regroup, lots of planning to do for the next campaigns. It's only downtime in theory. Lots of work still going on in Chad.
We previously met when you guys were back in London, and as a company, you seem to be pushing forward. You seem to be growing all the time. Do you think the markets in the UK are recognising this?
Look, I think so, and I think the share price reflects it. It's a good strategy. It's got to be big. It's large, provincial. Exploration's a funny game, so we need to stack the numbers in our favour. And potentially with the suite of assets we have across Africa now, the numbers are stacked in our favour, and we believe there will be multiple discoveries to come.
So today's RNS, you've talked about the extensive trenching you've been carrying out in the soil sampling program. Can you enlighten the listeners a bit more on that, please?
Yeah, sure, Alex. So we started our trenching campaign about 3 months ago, and we chose the two targets that we know most about, and that's Dorothy and Etchborough. Those two projects have already revealed themselves as being highly prospective. Dorothy in its own right has previously revealed trenching results ranging from 3 to 63 grams per tonne with rock samples up in excess of 100 grams per tonne. And Etchborough from surface has revealed average trenching grades in the order of 1.5 grams per tonne. So we were keen to get back into those areas as quickly as possible. And in the past 3 months, we've completed about 10.5 kilometres of trenching. It's about 2 metres wide, up to 4 or 5 metres deep. The geologists are telling us there's extensive alteration through all the trenches that we've dug to date. So yeah, we have very high hopes for Dorothy and Etchborough. And moving forward from this program, the results we get from this program will obviously help us to understand the geology a lot better, so we can potentially have a cookie cutter approach across all our tenure areas. Now, the other important thing to probably note there is that just on Etchborough and Dorothy alone, we have only explored around 4% of both projects. So still huge amounts of upside. Our geologists are liking our prospects in Chad to, they're using the analogue of the Tintina Gold Belt in Alaska and the Yukon Territory. So not only have we got potential, not only do we know we've got something from surface, we potentially have something deep. So we'll be looking forward to prioritising those targets in the next campaign after the wet season. And we'll also be, during the wet season, we'll be planning our programs for our other three projects, Amuchar, Nagabay and Addy. So all highly prospective, have all revealed themselves to have visible gold from artisanal workings in the trenching program. So yeah, lots to come, lots happening and lots to come.
You've only really scratched the surface. 4%, that's all you've covered at the moment.
That's all we've covered.
Good grief.
And there's more to come.
So people who are listening to this today, say they're not investing in Iron Ridge, what would you say to them as new investors to come on board to the company?
Well, I'd say that Iron Ridge is now truly a multi-jurisdictional, multi-commodity, diversified explorer with the management teams now in place to take us forward. So any potential investors that are sitting on the sideline, I would advocate that now is the time to join us on an epic journey of vision and strategic growth.
I'd say what we'll have to do, Vincent, if next time you're in London, if you want to come into the Share Talk TV, into the studio, and we'll do an interview with you, if you would agree to that.
No, absolutely. Expect that sooner rather than later, Alex.
All right, thanks very much for giving up your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.